All right, here's day three. We got Maurice, EJ, Garrett, Mitchell. Van Dyke is not with us because he's on the quarter system. He'll be in Thursday. We got Christian Bryant, Michael Sam, and Demetrius Rainey.
Going to do one request. We're going to ask Demetrius first question since, you know, we picked Michael at 249 and Demetrius at 250. I'm not sure anybody knows we actually drafted Demetrius.
Demetrius is up. How does it feel to be the answer to the forever, to the trivia question, I was drafted right after Michael's name? Your thoughts?
It feels good. You know, I'm happy that they gave him the opportunity to be here to play ball. He earned it. He had a good senior campaign. He earned it.
Well, never mind him. How about you? What was it like for you to get drafted?
Oh, I feel good. You know, I'm happy to be here. Thanks to Mr. Kroenke, Mr. Snead, and Coach Fisher for giving me the opportunity to come here and play ball and contribute to the team.
What did it feel like walking in there and seeing your name on the locker stall?
It felt good, like a dream come true.
You kind of have a heck of a story of your own, don't you? Can you share a little bit just about what you went through to get here?
Went through a lot coming out of high school, some transcript issues. So I had signed to a junior college in Iowa. I played 2 years there, then transferred over to Tennessee State. But coming out of high school, my mom passed when I was in middle school, and I lost my grandmother, my great grandmother, on the same day in high school, coming up until signing day. So it's been a long road, but I'm thankful.
You mean the exact same day or same day, different year?
The same day. My grandmother and my great grandmother went past that morning, like 4 o'clock in the morning. And my great grandmother passed that night, like 10 o'clock.
How did you get through that?
I just toughed it out. I had to go to 2 funerals the next week. But I'm here, I'm thankful. I know they're looking down on me proud, so I'm thankful.
Maurice, no shortage of great stories in, you know, in this roster and this new draft class. Yours in particular. To have, you know, the experience of working in the dome, you know, now to be drafted and be in front of this podium today, just, you know, your thoughts.
It's a dream come true, you know. I'm from here, you know. I always dreamed of playing here, and, you know. I know my mother's proud of me and my family, so, you know, it's, like I said, it's a dream come true.
EJ, how about yourself? Just the thoughts. You probably waited longer than you thought, and just to finally hear your name called and now to be close to, you know, where you played your college ball.
Yeah, I waited a little longer than I thought I would, but like everybody says, it's honestly a dream come true, and it's a blessing to be here in general. So,
how about you? The first thing in the locker room, did you go look for your name and your number?
Yeah, I did, like everybody else. So it's a little bit surreal, still a little right now. So I'm excited to be here and be a part of this program.
Michael, when you were drafted the other night, you were very excited. We thought you were going to jump through the phone. What have the last 72 hours been like as this is something that you've been drafted in here?
I still haven't really feel like I'm a part of the NFL right now. It's just I'm blessed, really. And I want to thank, you know, my head coach, Coach Fisher, and Mr. Kroenke and Mr. Smooth, the general manager, and just giving me the opportunity to play here.
Michael, do you feel when training camp opens, it'll be extra hard because of the publicity that you receive?
No, not at all. I'm determined to be great. So I'm gonna train hard and try to make the team.
Christian, how about yourself? Just your feelings, what these past few days have been like for you?
These past few days have just been great right now. I've overcome some adversity throughout this year, and it's just good to get the opportunity to get drafted to an NFL team.
You know, James Laurinaitis still knows Coach Fickell, and he said you were like the heartbeat of that defense. And when you went down with the ankle, they weren't quite the same. Can you talk a little bit about that?
When I went down for my senior season, I think it was kind of tough on the whole Ohio State organization. I know it definitely hurt some of the coaches just because of my leadership that I was willing to help the team with my fourth year at Ohio State. But, I mean, everything happens for a reason, and I'm just happy to be here today.
Are you pretty much 100%, or you still got a little ways to go on that ankle?
Yeah, I'm pretty much 100%. I'm still in a rehab process, though, trying to get back to where I want to be exactly. But, I mean, it's still going to take a little bit of time, and I'm ready for this process.
Garrett, when did you get here?
Got here, yesterday morning. Yesterday, early afternoon. We've been pretty much going ever since. It's been exciting, been a lot of fun. You know, obviously, like the rest of these guys have said, I want to thank Mr. Kroenke, Mr. Snead, and Coach Fisher, as well as the rest of the Rams organization for bringing us in here, and we're excited to get to work.
So you mentioned on your conference call with us after you get drafted, you wanted to try some St. Louis barbecue. You haven't had a chance yet?
No. Like to get out and try some of those St. Louis-style ribs, but we might have to wait a couple of days, but I'm excited about it.
And I had a fan tell you that you've got to try some toasted ravioli as well. Have you ever had that?
Put that on the list. I have not.
Have
you
guys ever had it?
No.
EJ, you played with Michael for the past 4 years. What sort of teammate are you telling guys to expect that him? What sort of teammate is he?
Oh, he's a great teammate, you know. I feel like I have to say that. No, I'm kidding. But honestly, he's a good teammate, you know. A lot of leadership. He brings something different to the team. So I'm excited to see what he can do for the Rams.
Michael, what kind of teammate is EJ Gaines?
He's okay. He's But no, EJ works hard, and we both, like I said, we had a great year in 2013. From coming from a 5-17 to a 12-2, and EJ was my former captain, so I'm sure he's going to bring that same leadership from Mizzou here, and I can't wait.
How do you two feel being in the same building with some Auburn guys? You okay?
You know what? I don't know. I kind of heated up a little bit, Coach Fisher, but no. They're going to be great. Trey and Greg are great players, and they're going to be great teammates.
How about you, EJ?
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, coming into the locker room, just talking to them, the first thing they said was they brought up the game, you know, a couple of jokes here and there. But other than that, they're definitely good people. So I'm excited to see what they can do for this team, too.
For both you guys, just the transition coming here with a large Mizzou fan base kind of built in, how much easier does it make it for both of you guys?
Oh, well, it's home to me. It was just like home. I mean, Mizzou is only 2 hours away, and I think one of the biggest Mizzou alumni is in St. Louis, so it's just home.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So a lot of fans out here, a lot of support, and Mr. Kronk, he's actually a Mizzou grad, so I'm hoping he'll keep me around for a while.
Garrett, have you met Sam Bradford yet, or have you seen him?
I have got the chance to meet him this morning. Actually, we got to go out and watch them work a little bit, which was exciting. Obviously, very talented player. Got to start asking some questions to all three quarterbacks, and so I'm really excited to jump in and start learning and getting to compete and work alongside those guys.
What can you give just maybe an example to what you're asking the quarterbacks about?
Just a couple things on basically just watching them, you know, do some routes individually and you know, try and stick my head in a huddle every now and then to hear a play call or something like that. So just asking them what they're seeing, what they're looking out, what they're looking at in individual routes to be able to start, you know, picking up some things mentally.
Garrett, what about the journey? You come out of high school, Highland Talent, go to Texas, and know what happened after that. Talk about that and leaving and going to SMU and being with June Jones and how much that helped you last year.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I can't thank Coach Jones enough for giving me a second chance after 2 years at Texas. I definitely had a little bit of a roller coaster college experience, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I feel like it's made me both a stronger person and a stronger football player and helped me get to this point. So, again, you know, can't thank Coach Jones enough for giving me a second chance and teaching me as much as he did about the game of football and the position. So, it was definitely a little bit of a roller coaster, but I'm excited about where it led me and obviously where it will continue to lead me.
I think it was Saturday night you said that you and EJ are PO'd for greatness. I mean, what's the dictionary definition of that? What does that mean?
PO for greatness. We want to be good at what we do. We've been playing this game for so long, and now we have our opportunity to play at the highest level of football, and we're determined to be great, you know. And we that passion is going to help us to do that.
Mike, what did you think of all the talk about you as a tweener leading up to the draft?
I haven't heard any. That's the first time I heard that about that. But you know what? I'm getting coached by one of the best defensive line coaches in this coach of this game, Coach Waffle, and one of the best defensive coordinators, Coach Wilson. And I think we're going to do everything we can to make this a great defense for 2014.
Seems like early in the draft they call them hybrids. Late in the draft they call them tweeners. You know what I mean?
No, I was focused on something else.
Demetrius, have you always played center? And what's it's kind of a thankless position? What's the most fun out of that position?
No, actually, this past season was my first year playing center. I played guard my junior year, and my sophomore year and my freshman year I played offensive tackle. But it's different, but I learned to love it. That's what got me here, so I love it.
Maurice, I'm going to ask you to predict the future just a little bit. Have you given any thought to what it'll be like when you go to the Dome for the first time and suit up for a slightly more glamorous job than last time, what that moment's going to be like for you?
It's going to be an emotional moment, you know, from working there, you know, as a janitor to, you know, potentially playing there. So, you know, it's going to be an emotional moment.
Do you know any of the janitors? Do you still keep in touch with them?
No, I don't.
I don't know if they were going to be at the game or anything.
No, I'll probably see a couple of them. I don't know.
When you left Utah State, Maurice, I think it was said that for you to come back, if you did come back, that you'd have to pay your way in that final year. Is that the way it worked out, or how did that all, you know, come about?
Yeah, that's correct. That's why I worked it up there as a janitor, you know, so financially I can, I had to get classes. It's off, like online classes and stuff like that, so it was out-of-state classes. And so, you know, I worked it to pay for those.
Has it sunk in yet for you that this is happening?
It's still all, you know, it sunk in, but, you know, I can't wait, you know, be out there with the vets and be out there with the coaches, and it's, you know, still a dream come true, so I can't wait.
Was your mama, was she here? Has she been a Rams fan all along or no?
No, she's a Packer fan, so yeah, she loves the linebacker there, so.
You gonna have to change your allegiances now? Or?
Yeah, she's gonna be a Ram, definitely.
CJ, what's it like for you and Michael to have to kind of share some locker room with two other Mizzou guys, and Tim Barnes and TJ Long, kind of a Mizzou East, if you will?
I mean, it's exciting, you know. Those are two great teammates that I played with in the past. So I know that they can bring great things to this locker room also. So I'm excited to see what they can do for us.
What was your reaction when, after you'd been drafted, obviously, and then when Michael was drafted? Were you surprised, shocked, or just happy?
A little bit of everything. I was still, you know, caught up in me getting drafted at that time too. So just seeing him go there, seeing one of my family members, brothers from college, go there with me, it was exciting, you know. So I was just as happy for him as I was for myself.
EJ, was that tough to keep that Michael secret contained last season?
I wouldn't say it was tough, you know. What happens between those walls or between the family, the Mizzou family, so, and we all knew that. So when it came out, there wasn't really much to it but to keep it to yourself.
Michael, this defensive line you're joining, widely considered one of the league's best. Just your thoughts on competition at that position, entering training camp?
It wasn't a secret, by the way. To answer your question, I saw the D-line working today, and I just saw the hunger in their eyes. They're ready for a great season in 2014. And like I said, they're getting coached by one of the best in the league. And a few moments after I got drafted, Michael Strahan texted me and said, you can have gone to a better, getting coached by a better defensive line coach than Coach Waffle.
Here you go, guys. All right, we'll get a picture with Coach and Les with all our draft picks.